Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Come on, put your hands together, give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you so much, music team. God bless you. God bless you. We welcome to the first weekend of the calendar year 2021. The year 5781. I thought you would give the Lord a big hand. The year where many thought it would not come. In fact, many of us feared that the world would end last year. The fear was so, you could cut the fear with a knife. And people were so afraid that even fear is even worse than the danger itself. But God kept us. And He will still keep you. Yeah, so this year presents a lot of challenges. But in it, if you can wear the goggles of heaven, you will see a lot of opportunities. This is not a time to draw for any confederacy and to partner with the enemy. It's a time for you to look, say, God, what are you saying to me right now? So that you come into alignment with what He's saying. Praise the Lord. And it's time for us to understand that this is our month of the 21 days with the Holy Spirit. Come on, I thought you would shout a good amen. You know, one of the things, and it's fasting and worship, eh? Fasting and worship. I know, as we have just said, fasting now, hunger has started. But it's okay. Like I tell people, the fact that you miss one fast does not mean you should give up. And the question I should ask, why should you miss it in the first place? There are what is called Christian disciplines. One of them is reading the Bible. One of them is prayer. It may shock you that one of Christian discipline is giving. Generosity. One is fasting. Another discipline is fellowship with one another. It's a discipline. You don't say, oh, when I have time, I will fellowship with one. No, there's no time. Sorry for fanning yourself. I'm sure some of people in our building team will now know what is happening here. I just want to chip in there. We have blown this place severally, and we need a bigger space. We are doing a bigger thing, but in fact, I just got a news. They'll finish the foundation of the prayer house in Sapler Road, and I'm sure we'll just do something about the prayer house, and people in Sapler Road can leave us alone to go there, so that. We just set up. A lot of us have built houses around that place of our church site. And God will give you money to finish it. And we'll just start a place there. But just know that this place still remains. Eh? Praise the Lord. And we'll make sure this place is cool. But from next week, we are starting 3 services. Amen? Amen. 7, 9, and 11 a.m. So choose the one that you will come and be punctual. When they lock you out of the first service, please don't shout. It's 7, 9, and 11. I repeat again. 7, 9, 11. Powerful students. Our 21 days in the Holy Spirit starting on the 8th, and we'll be starting off by that 5 p.m. We have different ways to engage together. Number one, we have the 5:30 a.m. virtual Open Heavens virtual prayer room, 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. If you like worship, it starts by 5 a.m. A lot of worship is going on there. We have a Open Heavens on-site, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. By 12 noon, it will be streamed online, 12 to 1. So get connected with us. We also have God's Secret Weapon every Saturday by 3 a.m. Get connected with that on my wife's social media channels. So get connected. We have weekend service going on, the three services. The midweek service is also going on, and is by 12 noon on Wednesday or the fourth day of the week, and 4:30 p.m., two services. Also, every day, virtually, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., prayer time to round off that day and start another day. So get involved, 5 p.m. To 6 p.m. every week, every day of the 21 days fast. We also have the live group. You need to get connected with the live group and get there. If you don't have data for this, there's a person near you that has data. And if you have data and people around you don't have data, present your data. That's why God blessed you. He's give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say, give me this day. That means that what God wants to give to you, wants to give through you. So that the supply will continue. The moment you say it's mine, the supply stops. The kingdom works differently than we think. And we have the prayer, the manual, 21 days fasting and worship manual. You get it out there. Invest in your spiritual life this day. Many of us should be so serious about our prayer time. I know, I thank God for all this free Bible software. Salvation is free, but Bible is not free. And the tools to study the Bible is not free. Coming to church and paying your is not free. But Jesus paid the price for your freedom. But you need to invest in your spiritual life. You need to get Bible software. You need to know how to read the Bible. You know, my wife was asking, why don't you people so interested with Bible? I said, because we don't really understand this Bible. Yeah, talk. I know you don't ask those questions. I want to ask, what are the basic things? Are you reading your Bible? It's not to look for prayer point to attack people. It's your manual for life. It's the manual to operate your life. And we discovered that people are reading the Bible in different translations that are hard. Read in the Message. Go for the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation has now in Genesis, but it's not in this free software. It has in Isaiah, so you have to buy it. Free thing is not really good like that. You can't use Gideon's Bible and grow spiritually. You have to buy it, you have to invest in it, and you have to read it for yourself. So I will encourage you that you read the Bible, pray. If you don't know how to pray, get connected with people that are praying. It will be activated. One coal cannot stand alone. It will die off. So when we come together to pray, it's very important that you do that. And so invest in your spiritual life. Invest in prayer. Something about your spiritual life should not be considered too expensive. We invest in our marriage, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million. And I'm not sure we have paid that same money to go for marriage training. Or even parenting seminars. It's very important you invest in all this. The fact that you give birth to a child does not mean you're a good father. You have to learn it the way. And God has given them grace to know this. You have to go and learn from them. And it's not expensive. If you can invest in a car for 7 million, can we use that safe 7 million to invest in the real you? And in this car of 7 million, in the next 5 years down the line, you won't like the car again. You'll be thinking of an upgrade. So this is the time for you to take your spiritual life seriously. I won't do for you what you do for yourself. If I do it for you, it is called idolatry. I won't read the Bible for you. I won't fast for you. Will I pray for you? Yes, I will pray for you. But there is what is called a responsibility. I hope you know you also need to fast for me too. You also need to look road for me. And hear what God is saying about me. I hope you know that. So as you are leaving now, I will stay by the gate. And I ask you, my friend, the missionary all the way from Dallas, Texas, and his wonderful wife. They are here today, my good friend. I'm sure many of you know it, but you have not met the wife before. I'm the only one that have met the wife before. They are doing their Thanksgiving. Great friend of mine, great woman of God. They hosted me one time, I think 2015, yeah. Their home, fantastic home, fantastic children. Thank you for being with us here today. So, this manual, the Different Thinking Devotional is there. I'm sure my wife will come and say the rest of the 21 days. I'm so excited about the 21 days. I hope you are excited too. It's a time to grow spiritually. I want to share something about the 21 days with us. And we're starting a series called Life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit. Your spirit man is more real than what I'm seeing here today. And I really do not know you. Nobody can decode you. You were created before the foundation of the world. Your spirit man is old, much older. And it may shock you that your child may be older than you. Because they were created before the foundation of the world. That's the reason why you cannot understand your wife or your husband. Because you can only know them by the Spirit. But life in the Spirit is that how do I bring tangibly what I'm experiencing in the realm that I'm fellowshipping with God here? Jesus gave us a commission and said that we should expect the Holy Spirit, and when He comes, He will guide us into all truth. Our vision of our church is an empowered people that will cure desert places in every stage and segment of the life. And the mission statement for that, how do they do it? Making them know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by a definite experience. You see, when Jesus was leaving, He gave them this statement. He told them, when they were asking Him, will you restore the kingdom back? Acts chapter 1. Because they were under colonial rule. The Romans were the occupying forces. And He said, you shall receive the Holy Spirit. The answer to life's difficult question is the Holy Spirit. Everything that you need for life and godliness is tied in the kingdom. But the kingdom comes tangibly in you by the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. When the Holy Spirit comes, it brings everything the kingdom has in you. But most of the time is that we do not fellowship with Him. We don't even ask Him questions. And I'm sure we think that the Holy Spirit does not know how to do governance. We actually believe that the Holy Spirit knows nothing about sex. There was sex before sin. I'm surely believe that we think that, you know, sometimes we get to the market and say, drop Bible, this business. There was a party, it was an event planner. And she did event planning and the wine ran out. She had planned, but wine ran out. And Jesus was there. Not the event planner. And the mother said, the wine has run out. Please, which business principle will turn water to wine? That day, the event planner would have not gone with his money or her money. Because they pay for 1,000 guests, 1,000 guests came, but 500 drank everything. So listen to me. Life is more than principles. It's about the presence of God. The real problem is that we have reduced Christian work to principles. Now, it's the voice of God. Program in the voice of God are principles. That you understand that Jesus did not heal two blind men the same way. Can't you see that we are 7-point-something billion people on the face of the earth? No one has the same fingerprint. Our God is creative. In Acts chapter 13, verse 2, the Bible says, and as they ministered to the Lord, in NIV it said, as they worshiped the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said. So when you look at the manual and you see fasting and worshiping, that's where it is. As they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said. Now, separate to me Barnabas and Paul for the work for which I have called them. Today I want to talk about the power of worship-saturated prayers. Worship-saturated prayers. If you give me 1 hour to pray, I assure you, I will worship, I will sing praises to the Lord for close to 50 minutes because I will have more to say in 10 minutes than when I speak for 50 minutes and sing for 10 minutes. You want God to invade your life and your business and everything, build him thrones. He inhabits the praises of his people. The reason why most times when we pray, the prayer is boring, is dry, is like stone, because we do not pray according to the patterns of heaven. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible talks about the harp, that the people had harp with them, and the bowls containing the prayers of the saints is the prayer model of the harp and bow prayer. So you saw Pastor Derek come here today, lead up to worship, and the choir is singing it. This year, many of you will sing your prayers. You will sing your prayers. Listen, don't think about the keys. I assure you, you don't have keys. You don't have keys. You have no key. Don't find it. God likes your voice the way it is. The way you are singing. And please, don't sing it with people. They will laugh at you. God will not laugh. He will just be there. He will give you a new song. He will give you a new a song of deliverance for you to sing to him every day. And you know what? We need these worship-saturated prayers now in our nation, even the nations of Africa. There should be houses of prayer where we'll be lifting up incense of worship all around to bring about the Isaiah chapter 19 prophecy over Africa, over Assyria, and over Israel. In Isaiah chapter 19, you know what he said? And that's why I believe that God knows what he is doing. You know what he said? He said, Egypt, my people. You know, they have told you that the black race is cursed. Africa is cursed. Isaiah chapter 19, it said, Israel, my people. Israel, my people. Assyria, my handmaiden. Israel, my inheritance. When the world was hungry, where did he send them to? Many people talk about Pharaoh, let my people. Have you ever heard talk about the Pharaoh that said, let his people come in? So that means there was a good Pharaoh that housed the children of Israel. But there are rules, because when God begins to bless you, if you are not careful, you will think it's your power and your might that brought it. And that's why you have to be careful, because most times, believers do not do well in time of blessing. They stray away. They think it's their power. They were going for wisdom. That's why the money came. That's why the wealth came. But when the wealth and the money came, they were pursuing it. And I've seen it all through scripture, except one other part, where you had some things. Maybe we'll have time to go and talk about it. But you see, God is not looking for worship. He's looking for worshipers who will worship him. He's not looking for worship, but looking for worshipers. Worshipers. So, it's not about the key and the, no. It's just people's heart who are positioned to give worship to him, who will lift worship, who have a heart to say, Lord, I know I don't have power of my own, but you are the one. You are the one. This year, you need to fill your every space of your life. Some of you need to delete some songs from your phone. You cannot worship something and don't expect him to come. There is no song that is neutral. Every gathering is spiritual. It only depends on who is there to understand. Every political gathering is spiritual. Every social event that you think is spiritual. Oh, you don't know. But let me tell you, as they sing songs, if they are worshiping the devil, he comes. If they are worshiping God, he comes. And you host him. But you must understand that God created you for his pleasure. And when Jesus was leaving, he left the Holy Spirit with us. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. I'm going to send you another comforter. Jesus was in one place when he was alive, and he said, it's to your benefit that I will go. Because If Jesus was alive, now all of us would be traveling to Israel to go and look for him. But now he said, it's for your benefit that I go. And he released the Holy Spirit. We became like bees. What do you do when the bees are pursuing you and you have AK-47? So the Holy Spirit is not confined in Jesus in one place. The Holy Spirit is released. And in every person that call upon the name of the Lord, who has accepted him. And so we are more powerful than we think. But there's something that is telling you that you are not powerful. What are the benefits of worship saturated prayer? In Acts chapter 13, we are seeing something there. That this was the first time missions was called. My friend Reverend Ojo goes around. In fact, this is trip. He has gone to Liberia, where people are saying there's COVID. In fact, we have to test you now. I'm going to do missions work there. Why? Because the first missions outreach started in a church called Antioch. Jesus gave them the command in Acts chapter 1 to the apostles, but they still remain in Jerusalem. It was persecution that took them out. But the church in Antioch said, no, we are not going to be like the church in Jerusalem. We are going to be like another church. A church that will minister to the Lord and hear what the Lord is saying. I don't want a Christianity that is stereotype and routine. The reason why Christianity has become boring to you, you know the, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. We have done this, we have done that. No. Christianity is not principle, it's an encounter. That this year is different from last year. And so, they were praying, and the Lord says, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. For what? Two things I want to share with you. The first thing, the worship saturation is for the evangelizing of the word. Listen, evangelism, there's a truth that I will go and give you handbill. I will call a crusade. But real evangelism is born out of your worship interactions with God. So real evangelism is the product of worship. It's a product of worship. In Acts chapter 13, verse 44 and 49, it says, on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Why? Because they worship God. Every apostolic movement worldwide has a base of worship and prayer. Archbishop Idahosa will always be in the place of worship by 6 a.m. every day. You want to know why? Because you cannot. Pastor Ashimolo came here. He said, I was praying with my father-in-law, my pastor, every day. We're doing all night for more than 3 years, every day. Praying and worship and interceding. No, you can't do mighty works without the ministry of worship, intercession, and the ministry of the word. In Acts chapter 6, the disciples understood. The apostle said, we can't serve tables. Not because tables are bad. We won't leave our primary job of the of prayer and the word and serve tables. You know what they said? Select unto us Holy Ghost filled men. The reason why many people get retired from serving in the house is because they served while not being empowered. So they have gone into spiritual retirement. The people that were serving tables were now the ones disappearing. Philip. The first martyr was Stephen, who was a deacon selected because filled with the Holy Ghost. Serving without the Holy Ghost will lead to what is called fatigue. Fatigue. In verse 49, he said, and the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region. What will spread the word of the Lord? As incense is lifted up, as prayer and intercession is going up, people are having encounters here and there. Who will go and preach to Apostle Paul and say, Apostle Paul, the Lord told me to come and meet you. Here's the handbill, come to our church. He will say, I've been looking for you. You are one of them. He took letters today. In the prayer meeting in Acts chapter 4, they entered the prayer meeting and said, Lord, Father, behold your threats. and hear their threats. Stretch forth your hands. The thing they beat us for, increase it. Let there be signs, wonders. Let there be healing taking place. Why? Every time they had an encounter with threats and everything, they went back into their secret place to pray. No wonder in Acts chapter 9, Apostle Paul was going and Jesus appeared to him. Listen, you can't argue people into this kingdom. Stop the social media war. People don't get argued into this kingdom. They are loved into this kingdom. They encounter Jesus. Evangelism is born out of deep worship. If you want to do evangelism without a deep worship with God, it will never happen. It will never happen. And that's why here we have the prayer room going on. My May this year will be 7 years. We started 2 hours. Now we are doing 6 hours. And I'm sure, I'm believing God, that before this year goes, or this next number of years, I don't know, that we're going to have a 24-hour prayer house here. For the Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. I want to appreciate everyone that has been giving towards the prayer house and sustaining that. You see, a church that do not worship and pray is going nowhere. You may have all the principles and all the success. Let me tell you, today I was talking to a young man. I said, we have made success a god. And listen, what is success? I'm sure it's more houses and cars. I'm not saying that one is bad. Have them, but they are tools. Anna, who interceded for Jesus to come, and Simeon, how are they successful? She was only married for 7 years, and her husband died. And she stayed in the temple praying day and night. If the family members saw her in the temple, what would they say? He said, Pastor, are you telling us all of those who are intercede? That's not what I'm saying. What God measures as success, man do not measure it. But you see, Apostle Paul encountered Christ by the prayers of those people. And when he stood up, he said, what must I do? What do you want me to do? Why? Some people pray. If you are the one they flock for Christ, how will you pray? Pepper them. Fire their eye. And everything. You see, I shared a story, was shared with me, when I go for some conferences. Some people in the Middle East, they cannot do church the way we do. Put signboard, you are not allowed. So they pray and they intercede and just lift up worship. Then they go in front of the mosque. They dress like them and they stay in front. And if you are coming out from the mosque, they will ask, did you see the man in white there? Did you see the man in white? And some of them will say, yes, they saw the man in white. You know what? The earth is the Lord. There is no place too dark for Jesus to appear. People are encountering Christ in the mosque. I can tell you today for free, there are people who are in the mosque today. As they are bowing down, they are speaking in tongues. Why? Because they cannot come out to say they are born again. Some of them have Bibles downloaded in their phones, studying every day. You know why? The Nicodemuses are still there, hidden and scattered. You think you know the Lord? I know a woman that's going to be a woman of God. Every Monday she was using to mentor wives of Muslim men. They can't come to church on Sunday. But when they say they are going somewhere on Monday morning, so he gathers them. And most of them today, those women, have become pastors. Hallelujah. Why? Because somebody decided to pray and to fast for people going on. In these 21 days, are we ready to pray for the billion souls that were prophesied by the man that came here? Ryan Bonkin prophesied people coming in. Many people have prophesied of a billion souls that has come in. Are we ready to pray and lift up worship that people will be in their homes and they will encounter Christ? We have seen people here who will come and say, who brought you to church? Say, the Lord said I should come here. The Lord said I should come here. We need to set our time and to pray. Because true evangelism is born out of worship and praying and fasting. Can we fast and say, Lord, there is somebody in my family who needs to meet you. And out of that, not because you want to manipulate the person, but you want heaven to invade the person's space. I pray for somebody here under the sound of my voice. May you become an instrument in the hands of God. Amen. I say, may you become an instrument in the hands of God. Amen. Let me tell you, settle this matter once and for all. As a child of the King, you can never go to bed not without food in your stomach. Settle it now, because you are joint heirs with Christ. Settle it that God can provide for all your needs. I was talking to my coach recently, and I told her, I said, you know what? I don't believe in money. I believe in provision. You know, when they say you should buy something, you first of all think, how will I get the money to buy the thing? Is that not true? No, I don't think like that. If my father has a cattle upon 1,000 hill, and the cattle belongs to him, he can sell some and send money to me. He can also send some and somebody will bring meat to my house. I don't need money. Oh, you don't get it. He's give us this day our daily bread. And when I see that what I'm believing God, somebody has it around me, I celebrate because God has entered my neighborhood. Are you listening to me? And so it's time for us to lift up worship and evangelism will take place. People will just be encountering Christ. Oh, those people in the bush that they are hiding, they say they are kidnappers. It's because we have not lifted up worship. Jesus will come there. They say we cannot enter there. The Prince of Peace has no hiding place. Can you go there and give hand me? And let me try to bust your bubble. I hope you know God created them too. Say, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. God created them. They are his children. And I assure you, you can be worse than them if you did not encounter him early. Number two benefit of worship-saturated prayers and is the transformation of individuals, families, and nations. In Acts chapter 14, verse 1, it said, now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. This is Paul and Barnabas now in verse 21. And when they had preached the gospel in that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. Where they left, they came back. Why? As you pray this worship-saturated prayer, nations can come into their inheritance. In Isaiah chapter 51, it said, out of all the children she has born, there is no one to take her hands into her destiny. No one to take her hands into her destiny. I see many people have many solutions for Nigeria. A lot of solutions. When you listen to their debate, you say, hey, powerful. Powerful. The transformation of our nation has started, but you don't know. COVID-19 virus did not just start once. Viruses start small and become a pandemic. Also, solutions start small. And that's why God told them, he said, I'm going to take you to the land, but I won't drive the enemies in one day. I will drive them little by little. Or else the lions will multiply and eat you. I will drive them little by little. It has started. And it started since. It started from when they said we will collapse. The shaking that you are seeing is because people have not taken their stand and pray for the transformation of nation. Oh, people say, oh, Nigerians pray too much. And I say, okay, please show me how many houses in Nigeria pray for 24 hours nonstop. And I know a place in Kansas City, Missouri, in the United States, where they have been doing this for 21 years. And it's online. And it's, that's not just one, no, there are plenty. All they are praying, they are just reenacting the tabernacle of David. In Amos chapter 9, the Bible was saying that on the last days, I will rebuild the fallen tent, the fallen tabernacle of David. And then things will start happening very fast. And the people will come in. In Acts chapter 15, the Bible says, as they saw the Gentiles coming in, Apostle James stood up and said, I remember, and the word is true. He began to quote Amos chapter 9, that as you praise God, as you lift up worship, as you establish the tabernacle of God, people will start seeking the Lord. People will start seeking the Lord. Because they could not understand how they were coming in. The disciples could not go. It took God to break that mold for somebody like Cornelius to lift up worship, to lift up prayers, to give an angel. He broke that divide. And something happened because somebody decided to worship God. As they were worshiping, they didn't understand how people would give their life to Christ. The real problem is that the 40-20 window that has come to Nigeria, that's the northern part of the Nigeria, where they say people and the gospel is not penetrated. A lot of prayers have gone in there and people are giving their life to Christ. They're giving their life to Christ. Some of all these communities, my friend here, he was here. Maybe I said it, I think I said it last week. His village was attacked in Borno on Christmas Day. And most of them, all of them in that village are Christians. Many people think, oh no, just Christian community. And what is going on is not what we could explain. Why? I just feel that there's all this chain reaction of all these prayers and incense that have gone out on. People just praying and everything. And lifting up worship. And you know what? Giving God something to work with. This morning as we're about to start the 5:30 a.m. prayer, I was having a conversation with the Holy Spirit and said, it's as if somebody was telling me, all this prayer, is it worth it at all? We pray, answer is not coming. Abi? Is that not how you think sometimes? You know what I mean? I will always tell you all this thing. Say, hey, not to pray. The question the Holy Spirit asked me, he said, what if you did not pray? How worse would it have been? Listen, as long as you have fallen men and people who will not obey God, there must be evil in the earth. But we are the restraining force. The more we take our stand, the more evil will be contained. Will evil be there? Yes, you are the salt of the earth. Salt does not eliminate decay, but it reduces it. Because we are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. And that's why I say work out your salvation. As we pray and lift up worship, I believe, it has happened in a bunch, in a nation before, that development came. Kings from nations were coming to seek for the advice of Solomon. Why? Because David understood the power of worship-saturated prayers. He came and brought the tabernacle. He understood his interaction with God in the backside of life when his parents abandoned him. That in the Old Testament, David was baptized with the Holy Spirit without the death of Jesus Christ. No wonder David said, take not the Holy Spirit from me. Renew within me the right spirit. He had encounter with the Holy Spirit. And so he was a man after God's heart, worshiping God, playing one instrument. And when he became king, he created 29 instruments to worship God. But 280 prophetic singers, 4,000 worshippers, 4,000 gatekeepers, to keep the tabernacle for 24 hours. And they said it lasted for 33 and a half years, the lifespan of Jesus. And it was the golden years of Israel. Can we have that in our nation? We are different houses. You are the house of God, where people will come to your house and there's worship. God has blessed many of you to have inverters. So you can now have 24 hours. Some of you have solar panel. Can we have worship going on in your home every day? And worshiping God. And so that God has something to work with. Can phone become a moving revivalist? Instead of creating desert places, it cures desert places. Same thing. Can the church become an instrument of worship? Can parents leave their children who are called to be intercessors to be who they are called to be? I remember Pastor Chinklo coming and said, what if your child, you are not supposed to take the child to school? Some people say, The Bible says, train up a child the way he will go. What if your child is called to be an intercessor? Will you agree? I say, Pastor, leave that in. What will he eat? If your child is called to be a worshiper, I remember what my wife said one day. Don't put shame on people that are called to worship. Don't put shame on people that are called to intercede. I've seen many believers, when somebody comes to church, they say, now, what's in the apple? Why are you coming to church? You get problem. Go face your life, fool. Face your life. Face your life. And so today, we close the church to look very fine. Fine? When the world is in darkness, my house should be called the house of prayer. Do people take vacation to come and stay in church to pray? Am I saying that everybody should be going to... No, that's not what I'm saying. Is that know no man after the flesh. Know them according to the Spirit. And ask God, what are they supposed to do? Today you complain about false prophets. Is that not true? Huh? You say they are everywhere. What if you were supposed to be the real prophet? Or your child was supposed to be a real prophet. Now the child is now a doctor. Who is in doctor office prophesying? And ask him. You know, sometimes, the normal message you want me to preach is not what I will preach. I'm just speaking as the Lord leads me. What if you are called to be an intercessor for life? I remember Lou Engo. He told God, he heard God that he needs to dedicate 1 year. And he has a house of prayer called the International House of Justice. And said, this year you will dedicate to praying alone. And as he agreed, a woman walked up to her and said, I will pay your salary for the next year. He said, no, I don't want to be a charity case. Listen, can I say something to you? I'm not a charity case. Never. If you bless me with money, I will take it. If you bless me with it, I will take it. But it's because God told you. If God did not tell you, there's no problem. He said, what if I get hungry? You'll become like Esther. If I perish? And have you ever seen somebody in the Bible that says, if I perish, I perish, actually perish? None. I'm calling some people here, I don't know why I'm speaking, into their destiny. We have taken Christianity as comfort and convenience. It's a call to sacrifice. And the sacrifice is two things, prayer and the word. This day we are giving prayer a Bible reading plan to everybody. We are reading the books of the prophets. Every time you read a book of prophets, it's not about individual, it's a nation. It's a nation they are talking about. So when you read Isaiah, it's not about one person, it's about nation. When you read Jeremiah, it's not about one person, it's about a nation. When you read all the prophets, Ezekiel, it's about a nation. What if God made you to have that profession, to take you a nation, to take you to a nation so that you can walk with your hands there, but you are there to preach the gospel, to pray, to erect the tabernacle of David there. What if? What if God gave you that job to go into that office so that you go and erect the tabernacle of David, not to begin to do Bible study and disturbing everybody, but to be a doorway that the King of Kings will come in? What if? Do you ever think about that? You see, everything you are pursuing now, I assure you, when you are 70, you will be tired. You'll be tired. You ask yourself, so all this hustle I hustle, morning I wake up. 35 years, it's over. It's over. All this one, eh? How did they have to be? I have to be in Lagos. I never listen. Later you ask yourself, why? 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 This is a hotel. One day you will check out. But what will happen is that I have come to lift God worship. Lord, use me. The Bible says your word shall be called salvation and your gates praise. It is God's responsibility to build the wall, but it's your responsibility to put the gates. With your mouth, you will lift up the gates. You will erect the gates. With worship, you will erect the gates. And it's the gateway that things come in. Does it mean that we are not erecting good gates in our nation? In the next 21 days, we have put down 19 worship and praise songs from our church. Please put your hands together. I appreciate the music team for that. Go to the website. You can get there, volume 1 and volume 2. Let those worship rise. Get it. Pray with it. Worship God with it. Thank God for it. And I believe that as some of you wake up every day, God will give you a song of deliverance. Rise up on your feet. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever.
Listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.